Welcome back to episode number 40. This one is called Faith at All Times. Today, as I read the book of Joshua, he is dividing up the land among the Israelites, just as the Lord and Moses commanded. In chapter 14, verses 7 through 12, Caleb approaches Joshua, inquiring of the inheritance that God promised him. He is 85 years old, and Caleb describes himself as being strong as he was at the age of 40. This land was the land of the giants, the people that the Israelites of the previous generation feared. Accordingly, this trepidation caused them to forfeit the promise, requiring them to wander aimlessly in the wilderness until they died off. Nevertheless, God made a vow to Caleb, and at the age of 85, he had remained steadfast in the Lord, who was faithful in his promise to give Caleb his portion of the land. When Caleb was ready to take possession, he did not ask Joshua or any of the other tribes for help. Caleb relied on the might and word of the Lord. Furthermore, this is much needed because at times in my life, my faith starts to waver, particularly in these latter years. I can recall thinking, what is happening to me? My faith was much more abundant in my younger years, albeit I have been fearful that I will not be able to stand in the day of adversity, that I was becoming frail and weak, unable to carry out my purpose, indeed that I would even be able to determine what those aspirations are. Caleb should be an example to everyone that no matter how advanced in age, you are never too old to boldly run towards your vision, knowing that God's word will not return unto him void, but will always prosper and accomplish his will. The ultimate promise keeper will never fail you. The Lord delights in his people who trust him, those that are willingly obedient, who willingly dedicate themselves to him. Jesus cannot fail, so what do we have to lose? Answering for myself, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence my help cometh. Thank you for joining us again. We appreciate you. May you be blessed in your life according to God's will and purpose for your life. Thank you.